instructions. So, now tell the story as completely and as accurately as possible, as if to someone who is unacquainted with the story and the story characters.
Okay. So this can be brief. This can be brief.
Yeah, as much
as I can remember.
Yeah, as much as you can remember and as accurately as possible. That's all we're looking for.
Okay. One night in New York, policeman was walking his beat, and was checking the doors of several businesses as he was walking his beat, and noticed a man standing in the doorway of one of the businesses. As he approached the man spoke quickly. "Good evening, officer." He explained that he was waiting for a friend who had promised to meet there 20 years ago, saying that it used to be a restaurant. Can't remember the exact name. Big Bob Brady's or something like that. But anyway, after speaking to the officer, left saying that his friend should be there within 20 minutes. If not, he knew he wouldn't be coming. After 20 minutes, a tall man was coming across the street directly towards him and spoke. He replied. They chatted. The man lit a cigar. They were supposed to, the man was saying that if the restaurant was still there, they could have a bite to eat. So they said, "Why don't we go to another place?" So they walked down to the corner in a more, I guess, well-lit area. And the man recognized that it wasn't his friend. And the tall man said that he was under arrest for the past 10 minutes. And handed him a note which read, I guess it was from the friend. I guess that's all I can remember.
Okay. Is there anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Go ahead.
Bowling in a PBA regional, senior PBA regional, at Fort Meade. Went through the qualifying rounds, did pretty good. Made match play. Finished 8th in the tournament. After the tournament, a gentleman walks up to me. And I recognize him as the editor of a local bowling magazine. And asked me, he said, "Ron, can I ask you a question as to the best tip you've ever had?" I said, "Sure." So first I want to take some pictures. So he took some pictures inside the center, and then he took some pictures outside. Then he asked me what was the best tip I've ever had. So I had to think about it a while. And then I remembered two friends that I bowl with a lot always tell me when I'm bowling bad or I'm not throwing good shots, is to slow my feet down. Which which was the best tip I've ever had. So I've already remembered to slow my feet down when I'm going. Other than that, that's it.
And so what else happened after?
After...
He told him that tip.
Oh, after I told him the tip, then maybe about a few weeks later, the magazine was published. And lo and behold, there's a picture of me on the front and a little story on the inside. So needless to say, a lot of the Bowling Alley family got a hold of the picture and made little jokes, you know. Somebody cut out the picture and put it on the trophy. Set it up in the center. My friend saw it and just laughed. And
okay.
A lady was in the shopping for groceries and dropped her wallet. But she did not see the wallet fall. And she got to the counter to pay for her groceries. She realized that she didn't have any money. So she put the groceries away and went home. When she opened the door, she got a call from a little girl saying that she had found her wallet.
Is that it?
Yeah. Okay. Good job.
Say these after me. 582.
582.
694. 6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
619473.
392487.
392487.
5917428.
5917428.
4179386.
4179386.
5819647.
5819647.
3829-5174.
3829-5174.
27586-2584.
27586-2584.
7139-4258.
7139-4258.
Okay. I'm going to say some numbers, and I want you to say them after me, except I want you to say them backwards.
Hold on. Go ahead.
For example, 2-4.
4-2.
All right. Now say these after me backwards.
All right.
5-8.
8-5.
629.
926.
415.
514.
3279.
9723.
4968.
6894.
15286.
86521.
61843.
3416. Missed one. Go ahead.
Okay. 539418.
81435.
724856.
658427.
8129365.
56392. 4739128.
4739128.
8219653.
The category is foods. Go ahead.
Question.
All right, the category is foods. Go ahead.
Potatoes, meat, vegetables, pasta, lettuce, tomatoes, rice, beans, apples, pears, onions, bacon, eggs, meatloaf, hamburger, chicken, hot roast. I'm good. I'm gone. I'm good. I'm good. I'm
fine. Keep going. Keep going. You have plenty of time.
Oh, I have certain time. Oh, green beans, spinach. Asparagus. Cheese. Milk. Butter. Macaroni. Green peppers, beets, steak,
okay. Our next category is animals. Go ahead.
Cat, dog, lion, buffalo, bear, tiger, wolf, giraffe, hippopotamus, monkey, gorilla, leopard, jaguar, cheetah, deer, elk, snake, rabbit, squirrel, possum, beaver, duck, rooster, chicken, turkey, penguin, eagle, elk. Horse. Cow. Mule.
Next category is kitchen items. Go ahead.
Mixer, blender, toaster, coffee pot, pans, skillets, paper towel holder. Refrigerator, oven, knife, fork, spoon, plates, bowls, glasses, cups. Salt and pepper shaker. Bread box. Sugar bowl. Spice wrap. Napkin holder.
So we will begin. Go ahead.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. All right, this time, name the colors of the dots as quickly as you can. Begin at the top left and go across the rows from left to right. And this is our sample. So you can go ahead and do that.
Gray, blue, black, red.
Okay. All right, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Begin.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. Sorry. All right. This time, name the colors in which the words are printed. As quickly as you can. Don't read the word. Tell me the color in which the word is printed. Begin at the top left and go across the rows from left to right. So this would be...
Okay, green, black, gray, blue.
Okay, so you get the gist.
I got you.
All right. Begin.
Blue, red, green, blue, red, green, yellow. Green, yellow, green, blue. Red, blue, yellow, blue. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, red, yellow, green. Red, blue, yellow, red.
Okay. Earlier, I told you a short story, and you told it back to me. Can you tell it to me again now? Go ahead.
A lady was shopping for groceries, dropped her wallet. She did not see her wallet fall. When she got to the counter to pay for her items, her groceries, she realized she didn't have any money to pay for them. So she put the groceries away. Upon Arriving home, as she walked through the door, the phone rang, and there was a little girl on the phone saying that she had found her wallet.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Okay.